Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me. Very excited about having our good friend Olala Njinga back on the show. Olala is she's the CEO of Yellowwood Group, which is an organization that helps companies, small businesses primarily, put their best foot forward in the marketplace. She's doing a great job over there in the Tidewater and Piedmont area of the Carolinas, helping small business owners to grow their businesses. She's the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing, and she's our good friend Olala Njinga. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
It's always good to have you back, Olala. What are you talking about? You're always welcome.
Thank you. I always get into trouble when I talk to you.
Well, that's what's so much fun about being on this show. We're always stirring up some trouble here.
That's right.
Hey, Olala, the New Year's resolution thing is very interesting. In fact, we are we're polling our audience this week about those things, and we asked them about resolution. We asked them basically, what are you doing about resolutions this year? And only 17% said that they're going to stick to them.
Right.
11% said, who needs resolutions when you're already perfect? That's my group, by the way. That's my group, by the way. And then you got about 70% of the people in the middle who say they don't make them or they don't stick to them. So resolutions don't have a real good track record, do they?
They don't. And especially if you're a small business owner, life has a way of getting in the way of living.
Yeah.
And so it becomes almost kind of self-defeatist when you make those resolutions. And that's why we're not looking at a New Year's resolution. We're going to look at a New Year's revolution.
A revolution.
That's what we're going to.
You've
revolution.
Always been such a rebel. what do you mean by a New Year's revolution?
Oh, so for small business owners, there's kind of three things that I would love for Small Business America to think about in 2013, and mostly because we ended 2012 with half of the country very excited and the other half of the country kind of sort of not, right? Mm-hmm. And so we've got what we got regardless of what side of the fence you're on. We've got what we've got. And so let's go into the new year.
Politically speaking, you're talking.
Yes, politically speaking. So it is what it is, and we can't change that for four more, right? So this is what we got. Let's talk about getting excited. Let's talk about getting ignited. And then let's talk about getting inspired. And small business owners are the epitome of those three things.
All right,
so that's what we're going to chat a little bit about.
All right, what about excited?
Excited. So a great thing that just happened is I heard your promo about Palo Alto Software for business plans. And so getting excited as a small business owner means blowing the dust off your business plan. You know, start asking the questions. Why did you start this company? And can you tap back into what excited you the most about starting
it? That's a really good point, because so many times, you know, I always liken this what you just said to whenever you were an employee, and after you'd worked for somebody for a while, you hadn't really done a resume, and all of a sudden you, for whatever reason, you know, you either get fired or somebody offers you a new opportunity, or you're getting tired of your old job. For whatever reason, you sit down and you dust off your resume, and all of a sudden you say, wait a minute, I've learned a lot in the last 3 years. I forgot that I used to know how to do this.
Exactly.
And I think businesses do that too. Don't you think business owners, they get so much in the trenches, they sort of lose sight of what they want, what their original plan was, and what they were excited about in the beginning. They kind of go off the track a little bit, and what you're talking about helps them get back on.
And that is exactly right. And that's why getting excited is really key when you're starting the new year. Right. And it's different for everyone. You know, why you started the company, how the company has kind of twisted and bended over the years. You can see all of those things as opportunities.
Right.
And you have a really great running start at the top of the year to redefine what excites you in business. It's your company. If you want to change something, the top of the year is a great time to do something that you thought, well, maybe someday.
But before you decide to change, go back and reconnect with how you started.
Absolutely. And that's why I think it's important.
What you might find out is that what you think you want to change to was what you were trying to do all along.
And there you go.
It comes all the way back. Olala, give us the website, please.
Oh, sure. It's olala.com. O-L-A-L-A-H.
All right. We like that. We like those short ones. When we come back, we're going to talk about igniting this revolution in your small business in the new year. It's 20 till. I told you we'd have fun when Olala joined us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.